100.3 WRNB Midday Break Room. Moshe Loren. Joining us today, we have a very special guest. I've never talked to this young lady before. I watched the show she became infamous for a little bit, but you know how I feel about reality show drama. But please welcome to the Midday Break Room, Miss Tanisha Thomas. Hey, Tanisha.
Hey, Moshe. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here. So the show that you were infamous for was your role in The Bad Girls Club.
Correct.
And that was a bunch of girls kind of trying to find themselves, and in the midst of finding themselves, they came along basically in a house full of other women who were trying to find themselves too. They didn't always get along.
Exactly. Exactly. I did that show years ago. Oh my God, it's been such a transition for me.
It has been.
Yeah, it definitely has. And you know, now I'm slowly becoming a household name, and currently being called the face of Oxygen. You know, I host for the network. I have my own show, Tanisha Gets Married, every 10 o'clock Mondays on Oxygen, which is doing really well. Premiered May 7th as the highest docuseries ever on Oxygen. The highest.
Congratulations.
The highest rated. Thank you. So it's being received well by the public. People love the realness and rawness of my show, and it's a comedy. And it's far from your typical I'm getting married preparations. You know, I'm a bad girl and I'm a diva. I'm from Brooklyn. Hollywood has never changed me and never will. I don't care if I'm making $500 million. I'm still going to come back to my hood. I'm still going to rep for my city. People love it. They love it. They're eating it up.
And I have to be honest, I've never seen the show, but it's obviously not the same. Like you said, there's been a transition and evolution in your world, if you will. And it's not the same Tanisha that we knew from The Bad Girls Club.
No, it's not. It's a completely different direction. You know, I mean, I've been with Clive from even before I was on The Bad Girls Club. This is real. Like, we've been together for a long, long time. Mm-hmm. You know, he proposed to me on Christmas, and the network heard about me being engaged, and the next thing I know, my management was putting together meetings for me to pitch the show.
Nice.
And it wasn't too long after that 495 came and picked it up. And, you know, it's just an amazing, amazing journey, and you'll laugh with me, you will cry with me, you'll get mad at me, but at the end of the day, I guarantee you, you will love me, you will love my husband, my fiance Clive, and you will love my crazy ass family and friends.
God. I tell you one thing that you're not lacking, there's no deficiency in confidence, Tanisha, and that's
right.
One of the things that I've always admired about you is that you are a really confident woman, and I'm curious to get your take on reality show right now, because obviously it is the dominant programming on any network, anywhere you go, cable or otherwise.
Yes.
And it's unfortunate that the images of black women week after week after week, they are slandered, they are demeaned, they are disrespected and so forth. And because you started at that place, and I appreciate where you've grown to, but because you started at that place, you can identify with characters like Tammy Roman and Evelyn Lozada, the bullies is what I call them. And you being a former bully, how do you feel when you now see them? Do you see a part of you in them?
Well, you know what? I would say this. Being on reality TV is not all that it's cracked up to be. People think it's easy being in front of that camera. Mm-hmm. It is not. You are dealing with a lot of pressure. You are dealing with a lot. And things happen while you film. And certain situations and certain circumstances may arise that you wouldn't normally encounter in real life. And you react to it. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like when you get pushed against a wall.
Mm-hmm.
We are filming for like almost 24 hours a day. Imagine when I filmed Tanisha Gets Married. My head literally hit the pillow no earlier than 2:30, 3 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to be up with the camera in my face at 7 a.m. Honey, I'm a black woman who needs sleep. You know, I am like a bear. I need to sleep, honey. And, you know, it doesn't exactly help the situation when, you know, you are tired and there's a camera in your face and you're dealing with planning this, you're dealing with doing that. So in their defense, I will say this. It is hard to do reality television. Everybody has an opinion. Everybody has something to say. I'm not condoning what's been going on. However, I am a huge fan of Basketball Wives. Tammy is as funny as hell. I did not personally agree with the way she handled things with Keisha last week. Okay, because I personally don't believe in beating and kicking somebody while they're down.
I don't personally believe that it's a fight when only one person came to fight.
Right.
That becomes a bully situation. Am I not right?
I totally stand with Tammy. Like, if you're going to talk crap, yes, back it up. But you let her know what it is. You let her know what it is, and what time it is, and once she starts, you know, backing down, and she's crouching in the corner,
exactly.
Then you walk away. Then now it takes things to a whole different level.
Yeah.
And for me, watching Evelyn cry about it was like, whoa, like it must have been really bad. And I'm sure we only saw a portion, of what happened. But in their defense, I do love reality TV, and it's very hard, and everybody has something to say. And just to address what you said, I am confident, honey, because you gotta be.
Yes, you do.
If you don't love yourself, honey, nobody will love you.
That's my mantra. I live by it every day.
Yes.
And that's what I respect about you. And
I
think it's I think it's your confidence that has catapulted you to being Oxygen's girl. You've got your new show. It comes on tonight. I want to encourage everybody to watch it. I will say, now having talked to you, Miss Tanisha, and knowing a little bit more about you, I see that there's some synergistic energy between you and I. And so I'm going to watch your show tonight.
And tell me what you think. And be honest.
Will.
Like I said, you will laugh with me, Moushe. You know, you will cry with me. You will get mad at me. You know, but at the end of the day, you will laugh and you will be like, you know what? I freaking love Tanisha because she messes up. She's funny. She's crazy. But at the end of the day, her heart is always in the right place. And that is just me.
Yeah.
And one thing that's different about me, Moushe, is like when things come up while filming, I don't say, oh, no, I'm not going to deal with that. No. If this happened while we're filming, guess what?
We are dealing with it
because
that's
people
reality.
People
are more endeared to you when they feel like they have a connection with you, and by turning yourself inside out and letting them see the highlights and the lowlights of Miss Tanisha Thomas, that's how you'll maintain your public's interest and you know, care for you. So keep up the good work. I'm happy that you're doing some positive stuff now. Congratulations on getting married, girl.
Thank you, baby. Thank you. Don't forget to check out TanishaThomas.com. My t-shirts are selling out like hotcakes. The big girls are going crazy. All my favorite fans and everything are on there. And you can keep up to what's up to date and follow me on Twitter. I might follow back. Tanisha_DADiva.
She said I might follow back. Girl, radio and television. Miss Tanisha Thomas. Check her out tonight. Tanisha Gets Married on Oxygen at 10 p.m.
10 o'clock on Oxygen. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, doll. Have a wonderful day.